podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm Mike Clark, Director of the MRC Hub for Trials Methodology Research in Northern Ireland, and I'm pleased to introduce Jane Woodside and her podcast for the Trials Change Lives collection. Eating more fruits and vegetables can have beneficial effects on health, but the UK population as a whole doesn't meet the current dietary guidelines. Clinical trials help to show the effects of different diets, but they also have spin-off benefits, as Jane, who is Professor of Human Nutrition at Queen's University Belfast here in Northern Ireland, explains.
Here in Queen's, working with colleagues elsewhere, we've conducted several fruit and vegetable intervention trials examining effects on health endpoints. Beneficial outcomes have included a positive effect on heart function in those with hypertension and on antibody response to vaccination in older people. An added and initially unforeseen effect of these studies was that it encouraged participants to think about their diet, and we found that taking part in the studies impacted on their long-term behaviour. Comments from participants immediately after the intervention in our studies have included, "It's made me think very hard about what I'm actually eating. I think it's focused me." And from someone who had to increase their intake during the study, "I feel so much better than I did." We went back to participants in one of our studies more than a year after it ended to look at the longer term effects of participating. Fruit and vegetable intake was significantly increased 18 months later, both in participants who had followed their usual diet during the intervention and in those who had increased their intake. People reported a greater liking of fruit and vegetables, an increase in perceived ease in consuming them, and a decrease in perceived difficulties. There was also a greater awareness of recommendations about the intake of fruit and vegetables. This suggests that participating in one of these interventions is effective in bringing about longer-term changes in diet, showing that dietary intervention studies examining biological effects and where diet is controlled may have longer-term behaviour change benefits. As one of the participants told us, "Taking part in the study gave me an opportunity to learn more about the benefits of fruit and veg, whilst also affording me the chance to try different types of fruit and veg and new ways to incorporate them in my diet." He went on to tell us, "I now eat at least 5 portions a day, and the rest of my family now eat more fruit and veg and in greater variety than before."